This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A jury has found the Aurora police officer who stopped Elijah McClain and put him in a carotid hold not guilty in McClain's death. Nathan Woodyard was allowed to go home from the courtroom Monday afternoon. McClain's mother, Shanine McClain, was seen weeping after the verdict was read. She spoke to 9 News.
I wanted to hit somebody. I wanted to kick something. I wanted to take out my vengeance on the ones that murdered my son because there is no accountability within the justice system, and today proves it once again.
Candace Bailey is a local Aurora activist who organized protests over McClain's death.
You know, it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot. It is not just one simple thing. There has to be accountability.
An Adams County jury deliberated for one day before delivering the verdict. State prosecutors argued Woodyard's use of force and his ignoring police training led to McClain's death. Woodyard's attorneys made the case that McClain's death was caused by a dose of ketamine administered by paramedics. 2 paramedics are set to start their own trial. On this election day, church and religious organizations are targeting the dozens of school board races in Colorado. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
The Truth and Liberty Coalition, based in Woodland Park, says it wants to help citizens vote according to biblical values and to restore those values in schools. It paid for voter guides in 30 school districts where candidates answered questions on transgender students and whether they thought the U.S. was systemically racist. Pastor Quinn Freiberg has created a network of churches targeting Pueblo races.
Almost all of our efforts have been, how can we flip a school board?
Earlier this year, the Truth and Liberty Coalition hosted a training session for potential school board members. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
On the ballot in Mesa County are term limit changes for 4 positions. Voters are deciding whether to extend term limits for the assessor, clerk, surveyor, and treasurer. County leaders hope allowing 3 4-year terms instead of 2 will let the county retain more experience in those roles. It is election day across Colorado. Our voter guide is at cpr.org.